Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It's that time again that we catch up with site supervisor of the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse, Steve Reedburn, joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and we're so happy that you're stopping by and getting us caught up with all the things that have been happening. It has been a busy season for the 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse with these concerts at the courthouse, the escape room, the children's games and tours that are going through, and a big one for the concerts at the courthouse, Steve. And you were very excited about this earlier in the season. New York Kammer Musiker will be in James.
Yes, they're going to be here Saturday the 10th. They'll play a concert at 1 o'clock. Afterwards, they're going to do a meet and greet, and it's called a master class. So if you want to learn how to use one of these double reed instruments, they will be happy to teach you. These people come from New York City and various states and countries around the world. They come together every summer to do kind of a tour, and this is their 50th year. They've been in 70 countries all over the world. They're all PhDs or renowned musicians. They play in major orchestras and do lots of concerts. It's just amazing that they would want to come to our courthouse and play a concert.
Right. And I just love the setting of it, the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse filled with these instruments that have entertained for years and years, and this group that has been together for years and years. It's all fitting for the courthouse.
Yes. Ilona Peterson, who is the director and founder of New York Kammer Musiker. This is their 50th year. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and she came to visit the courthouse, and she's excited. She really is so excited. She says, I'm looking forward. This is going to be the highlight of this tour, being able to play in this courthouse.
Wow. So. And that's huge praise for the courthouse, and I'm sure they're looking forward to it as well, the whole group. And we're looking forward to having them in Jamestown. And Steve, these concerts too, we want to remind people they're open to the public. Free will donations accepted, but not necessary.
Yep. We have a donation box right at the front door. The concert will be upstairs in the courtroom because we're not sure about the weather. It'll be cooler, we hope. So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And if they want to make a donation, we would actually highly recommend that they donate a little bit, because it really costs the state of North Dakota money to have this building open, and we're trying to continue to get it renovated.
Right, right. So anything helps, keeps the doors open, but continues to upkeep those renovations and upkeep that courthouse and keep that history alive.
Yes, yeah. And we try to do a little bit every year, something new, so that everybody keeps coming back to see what we did.
Absolutely.
And we're hoping that eventually to make it a community center and do concerts, weddings, board meetings, all kinds of things. Make it a big community center with activities. And, you know, if we could get a coffee bar upstairs on the second story, that would be nice.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, then again, that's what those donations go towards. The possibility of those maybe locating in there someday.
Yes. So. We have a plan, but it takes money to do it.
As always, you have a plan. It usually takes something else to have that plan go in place. Site Supervisor Steve Reedburn joining us right now, and let's talk about it. So be there this Saturday, 1 o'clock, for New York Kammer Musiker. That is at 1 o'clock at the Stutzman County Courthouse.
Yes, and I assume they're going to play about 45 minutes, and then they will visit with the audience and try to instruct anyone who is interested in how those instruments operate. Awesome. Those double reed instruments have been around for 1,000 years.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Mozart and Beethoven, their orchestras and symphonies, I mean, they've been around a long time.
Yes.
Perfect. So we want as many people there as possible. Again, free will donations accepted. And Steve, another thing, we're still in summer. I don't want to think about fall yet. We're in August, but we're still in summer, and kids may be still looking for things to do. The courthouse, a great place for them to go this summer.
We have lots of yard games, and we have a big yard.
Yes.
And we also have sidewalk chalk, and if they would like to be artists We'd be happy to have them, and they could do their artwork on the sidewalk. The games, we have graces, we have hoops, we have bowley, we have croquet, sack races, gunny sack races.
Yes.
We have lots and lots of games. And if a group, a daycare, something, they want to come, just give us a little heads up to expect that, and we can have the games ready for you out in the yard. Yeah. We'd be happy to have them.
Absolutely. And while they're at it as well, talk to you about the Junior Sheriff Program, which is always a fun thing too.
Yep. We have that. There's things hidden throughout the courthouse. Actually, they're not really hidden. You just have to be aware of what you're looking at. Yeah. And it's a scavenger hunt. And I haven't had anybody be disqualified to become a junior sheriff yet.
Haven't had to turn anybody away yet.
No.
I still have my badge in my office, so I wear it proudly when I get a chance.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that, Warren.
Steve, and another thing, you know, like I said, we're getting closer to the school year coming up, and you know, the courthouse closes after Labor Day, but school groups that may be interested in taking a tour of the courthouse or stopping by are more than welcome to do so once the school year rolls around.
They are absolutely welcome to call me at area code 701-252-1170 and schedule a day, a time. I prefer you do it a couple days ahead of time, so right, I have time to get things ready. And if you want to have a whole class do yard games out in the yard, we'd be happy to do that.
There you go. Take advantage of the good weather while we have it. And Steve, if anybody has questions about the courthouse or getting a hold of you, you already gave that number, but there's a lot of ways they can stay up to date with what's happening at the courthouse.
Exactly. We have a Facebook page. It's 1883 Stetson County Courthouse. We post things on there. One of the fun things we do is, what is it Wednesday? We have pictures of stuff. So then we have ads on this radio station.
Yep.
We have ads in the Jamestown Sun. We have posters around town. And we try to get out the word as much as possible. Our address is 504 3rd Avenue Southeast in the court block. And come by. They can email me, sreedburn@nd.gov, to schedule an appointment or time for an escape, a tour, whatever they would like.
Yep. Steve is your point of contact. Anything 1883 Stetson County Courthouse. Steve, thank you again for joining us, and let's get as many people out there to see this wonderful group that'll be there Saturday.
I hope we have a crowded courtroom. Thank you.
I agree. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
You're welcome.